Good day, dear friends. As I sit in my quiet house, my heart's ponderings have drawn me to a challenge, a struggle that I have often struggled with more in my adult life than my childhood, and that is measuring up, or in my case, not measuring up. I found something that I wanted to share with you all, and I am speaking to myself as well. When we compare ourselves to others, we are agreeing with the plans of the enemy for our lives. Comparison is the thief of joy and the stretcher of truth. Comparison says, I am ill-equipped for the task at hand. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, the truth is that God has given me everything I need for the plans he has set before me. Comparison is a highlighter of iniquities and a stealer of joy. Comparison hangs blinds over the windows of our blessings and tells us we are in the dark. Comparing yourself to others is actually a lie. A space and time where anxiety pushes you further and further away from the joy of a blessing that God has given you. Why do we compare ourselves? Comparison comes from a distorted focus, keeping our eyes on the things in front of others rather than what is in front of us leads us to a place of discontentment with what we have. Comparing ourselves to others causes us to minimize our own abundance. The Bible is clear on comparison. God created us in His image. In His image. He created each of us uniquely. We were not made to look the same or be good at the same things. He created each of us with a specific purpose and a plan. When we spend time comparing ourselves to others, we're coming into agreement with the lies of the enemy. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. This comes from James chapter 1, verse 17, and it reminds us that everything good and perfect comes from God and is a perfect pair to the previous. God plans for us, then prepares us by gifting us good and perfect gifts to help us succeed at the things He has planned. So I want to pray for each of us, especially if you struggle like me from not measuring up. Lord, we praise you, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Our soul knows it very well. Lord, fulfill your purpose for us. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Father, give us your peace, not peace that comes from the world, but peace only you can give. Let not our hearts be troubled, neither let us be afraid. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we pray this in your Son's name. Amen.